I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be with us today. They call this day Black Friday. The sales, the crowds, all those ways retailers push us to spend, spend, spend. But this time of year, many people are also considering their holiday giving. And yes, there is a day for that, too. It's next Tuesday, and it's called Giving Tuesday. In a moment, we'll hear about how to be smart in your charitable giving. First, though, we want to spend a few minutes on one of the year's biggest stories that's also prompted many people to make donations. That's the arrival of hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees in Western Europe this year. A focal point of this migration is the Greek island of Lesbos, an entry point for tens of thousands of non-Europeans. Reporter Jean Carstensen has spent the last couple of months on Lesbos, and we've been checking in periodically with her. Jean's just back in San Francisco now, so I asked her to share the most powerful impression she came home with.
I'd say the most powerful impression is one village, Skala Sikaminia. It's on the coast. 140 people. They themselves are the descendants of refugees, and now they find themselves with thousands of refugees pouring through the village. And it's just been very inspiring to meet those people and see how they have offered generosity. They open their little tavernas. Fishermen rescue people at night. They work with the Coast Guard, the NGO community, and to handle what really is a humanitarian crisis every day. And I find that village very inspiring.
This was not your first time spending several weeks on Lesbos. Remind us what drew you to the island in the first place. And is there kind of a before and after comparison that you think is worth mentioning?
Well, I went as a tourist. I fell in love with it. I loved swimming there. And I also was very compelled by the ancient history and did some research on the Greek god of Orpheus, who once had a oracle there on the island. And this experience has just made me fall in love with the place even more.
So this trip, these last 2 months, the longer you were there, were there some realities about the refugees and what they were facing that really began to sink in over the weeks?
At first, when I met the boats on the coastline where they come in, I was so moved by these people. You feel every single one is on a sort of epic adventure, and I was awed by the spirit and the bravery of these people. And of course, as time went on, I also became sad and worried for what they were facing as they head north. There on Lesbos, there's been an incredible effort to at least greet the people on the shore, have some hot soup for them, have a bus there to take them to the next reception center. There's generally a smile. It's a moment of kindness, and it's a moment of relief for these people that they survived this terribly dangerous crossing. But of course, as we know, as they head north, not every border crossing will have that kind of warmth and welcome. And I started to really be worried about what these people were heading into.
Right. And very recently, what they've been facing is, they've kind of become unwitting actors in the fear that's settled in since the attacks on Paris on November 13th. I'm just curious, what had the refugees been saying about the Paris attacks?
Yeah, I spent some time on the weekend before I left speaking with Syrian refugees, and they're very aware of what happened. I think for them, it doesn't change their need to go forward to get away from the war. They've seen also in the past, several mentioned to me, that they're used to this when there is some kind of a terrorist incident in the world. Islam gets blamed for it, and they're used to this kind of situation. But these people told me, we have to leave, and we're hopeful that we can go to Europe and find a safe life there. And many of them tell me all we want is to work, and we want a safe place to raise our children.
Jean, are you going back to Lesbos? And what are the scenarios you consider when you think about the island's future?
Well, I hope the island will be able to handle this. I think there's a lot of concern that as Europe continues to close its borders and all the countries now are reconsidering the open door policy that they had, will we see refugees maybe trapped there? So far, that hasn't happened. But I think that could be a challenging scenario for the island. Will they continue to be generous if they have people living on their island permanently? And as for going back, I'm sure I'll go back. I hope to continue covering this story over the next several months.
Reporter Jean Carstensen in San Francisco, just back from the Greek island of Lesbos. Thanks for this, Jean, and thanks for your reporting.
Well, thank you, Marco.